is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane Phillips, heard on alternate Mondays. Jane is a medical intuitive, life coach, and paranormal investigator. Call in right now for your free medical intuitive scan and energy healing treatments on the air. Dial 646-595-4274 now for your free session. That's 646-595-4274. Please welcome Jane Phillips back to News for the Soul.
We will be opening the lines this hour. You can call in for a free medical intuitive scan and healing readings this hour. The number is 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. All ones, we see you. Stand by. You're first in line. Jane, welcome back.
Hi there, everybody. You're on Intuitive Medical Healing with Jane. I'm Jane Phillips. I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I do medical intuitive healing work all over the world. I can do scans if you want your organs checked out to see if everything's working okay. I also work with pain issues and emotional issues, if you're comfortable with that on the air. And it looks like we have some people ready. So, the last piece. If you're not able to get on the call, just tune in to what we're doing with everybody, because you might get some healing just remotely, because what I'm doing for the person who called might be helping you too. So I'm ready to go.
Okay, line one, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Showing up as all ones, you're now live with Jane. What's your name? Where are you calling in from? Hello, hello. Uh-oh. Jane, we've got a...
Yep.
And we have a problem. I'm going to refresh the board. Maybe talk a little bit about what you've been seeing coming up for people in recent days or the last couple of weeks.
Okay. First of all, for those of you who are able to listen here, there have been a lot of problems with electronics of late, and Nicole and I know this, especially with my show, because somehow my energy interferes a bit. But people are having a lot of problems with their computers, especially Macs seem to have a little bit more of an issue. So the buzzword for me in the last couple of weeks is to notice what's happening. If something doesn't go right for you, happened that day. And my key word that I've been telling everybody is to have a lot of patience right now. Well, I'm going to reset the board here. So it's about not rushing things. I have some electronic things that aren't working. I've had clients. I had three clients scheduled for today and two canceled. I've not been in shape. Be better timing for them. And I needed extra time for it, worked out. So if there's message I can say is there seems to be it feels like we need to slow down. To me on Friday, a bunch of scanning, and you have to allow the scanner to get and then
Jane,
you can say, are we okay?
Jane, we're going to get you to call back in. Your line's cutting in and out, so we've got some interference energy.
Okay, so hang on. I'm calling back.
Okay.
Hanging up, calling in.
We'll get Jane back on momentarily. Everybody stay put. And if you're not on the board yet, the number is 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Jane Phillips is an amazing medical intuitive who can do scans over the phone, over the radio, and do clearings and healings and all kinds of amazing work. And she's quite good at what she does. So if we can get some people on the board, that would be awesome. And we'll be right back with more after this. We're not going anywhere. Jane, let's try your line now.
Can you hear me? I'm on speakerphone, which isn't always the best. But
yeah, speakerphone's not great, but we can hear you.
I'm going to read. Hello, everybody. That is one of the side benefits of doing energy work is I'm electrical. So we have to just go with it. I'm going to plug in again. Is this any better?
That is better, yes, so far.
Okay. So for those of you listening, when I get excited about things or I start to ramp up, my energy is not very happy with electronics. So I'm going to try and keep my energy down even when I'm doing healing. And what I was talking about before we, if we can get callers, is there's a lot of need for patience right now. I'm not the only person with electrical problems with my computers and other things. I have a lot of clients who are calling with that. And it's just like if things don't go the way you plan them for the day, just let it go and figure out what you're supposed to be doing. And don't try to rush things. So if you've got a project that you need to get done, and you're feeling really pressured by it, just do your best to be calm about it and just take your time and you will do much better. That's kind of my theme for the last couple weeks and the people that call me who are trying to get things done and getting frustrated. There's also some energetics I've been able to clear for people, clear their computers or clear themselves, and that seems to help too. Do we have any callers or Nicole?
Well,
or
being able
do
to
you and I
them.
Need to have a...
Let's try again, and then we'll go from there. Caller number one, you're live. Anybody there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Yoo-hoo. Okay. So we're still having a bit of an electronic issue. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned when you get it. Excited, because that's when I blow stuff up too. It's not when I'm angry or low energy or mad. It's when I get woo, you know, and I blow stuff up. What's that about?
Well, it's a good conversation to have. For there are people listening that will have the same. When we are excited or like Nicole, when you're belly dancing or really into what you do, is because belly dancing is a healing modality also, my experience is that our energy field expands a lot. And it's different from when you're angry, but it's we go to a different vibration and we mess with electronics. I have a lot of problems with my phone, which is problematic when we're trying to do healing on the air. And I have a lot of problems if I'm talking to a client and I really get excited or start really working on them to clear their energy in whatever way, they will have trouble hearing me. So I think what happens is we project our energy field gets pretty big and it vibrates at a level that interferes with my computer, my scanner wasn't working, my mouse wasn't working. I've had to be really slow to figure that out today. And and we've had with the person that who I live with here, her computer, she's lost her whole desktop in the last few days and had to redo it.
Mm.
So so I think there's something that's not just unique to me or possibly you, Nicole, that is planetary, because there are other practitioners on these calls that are really into the astrology, and that is not where I play best. But I can feel like there's something going on a bigger global scale that's messing with the phone lines and all of that.
Well, you know, my theory is when this happens, we have something important to impart, and this seems like an important thing to impart. So what do we do about this?
That's kind of an interesting question, because that's exactly what people want, is they want to do something about this. And it's not about doing. It's about stepping back. It's like I had to call back in, and I'm consciously making an effort. That's the doing, keep my energy level modulated. But it's not always about doing in a way that looks like we're moving forward, like on our project. It's the word I've been getting for several weeks now is the word patience. It's like stepping back when things aren't going well, working with what is going, not trying to be derailed from our projects, because we've got things we're wanting to get done, but there may be a day that we're just not going to get that done. And there may be some energetics that people like me can clean up, and that helps you. But doing your best to stay calm, and that's not easy when you're trying to get a project done and you have a deadline. But it really is about patience and not getting down. I've had to talk people out of their rabbit holes. You know what rabbit holes are?
Can you elaborate?
Okay. So you've got something. I have a friend who, he and his husband, have an opportunity for the husband to get a job in New York. And he was doing energy work. I've taught him some things to make everything smooth. And all of a sudden, there's a hiccup. And so the rabbit hole is, oh, my God, we've got a person who is partially in charge of this hiring process that's messing up the whole thing. And we don't want to talk to her, and we don't want to deal with her, and she's being a bitch or whatever. So the rabbit hole is going down to try and not let the process happen, but more to get more and more caught up in all the things that aren't going right and trying to figure out what you have to do to fix it, versus if it's not really clear in a smooth way how to fix it, to just, and I did, I got really strong with him, and I said, you're in a rabbit hole, get out of there. You can't fix this, but you can choose. And that's for each of us, and that's my reminder. Choose that the highest possible outcome happen. Because we want to fix. He was trying to fix the bitch, right? And I said, you're just giving her energy, and you're not smoothing things out. So rabbit holes are when we, like, dig ourselves in to having to solve a problem that maybe is going to take a little more time. That's the patience piece. And to step back from making things outside of ourselves a focus and a problem that we have to fix. And this is a big topic. So everybody's got their own little, like, tunnel or rabbit hole, as I call them, that we go down, and we're not able to stay above the issue. So if there's something to do around all of this, it's to consciously choose. And it's not about wanting, it's about choosing that whatever's happening comes out for the best and highest good of all involved, not just you, and not just in this case, the husband, but for everybody. And then if it occurs to you that there's something you should do to help the situation, whatever yours is, then make sure it's from the highest good and highest level, that you're not targeting somebody who's doing you wrong or trying to kind of muddy the waters a bit, because there is a higher level of intelligence, God, universe, that's working. And, you know, I tell people, my example, when I did my blog, my video blog, when I first broke my arm, I'm in my sixth week, that I did the video blog, and I said, I was told it would take 8 weeks to heal. And I could have spent my whole time being all upset that I wouldn't be able to drive for 8 weeks and all of those pieces of 8 weeks out. And instead, because it's me and I've had more practice, I canceled everything for a week so that I would have a chance to heal. And every day I just pay attention to what's working. So 4 weeks in, I was really clear, because my break was a hairline break. Arm had healed, that the break had healed in 4 weeks, not eight. Now I'm dealing with, and I'm doing energy things and I'm doing essential oils, but every day I'm thinking, what is it? What's the next thing to do? Do I need to rest? My arm is still sore because I tore some muscles, but I might be able to drive next week. And I have a manual transmission, so that's a little trickier than just holding onto the wheel. And so that's really what I'm trying to tell people is we get so far ahead of ourselves that we can catastrophize things when you just don't know that, like for my friend and their trip to and possible job in New York, maybe there's a reason that that shouldn't happen. Or maybe there's a little more time to help this person who's resisting the husband getting the job. Maybe there's more time that needs to happen to help her come on board. But we don't know. But
well, then maybe somebody listening today needed to hear that today. In the meantime, let's take a call, shall we? See if the lines are working again.
Okay.
Okay. Line one, you're showing up as all ones. You're now live. Anybody there?
Hi, this is Pamela from New Jersey. Can you do a reading and a healing if it's necessary? Thank you.
So do you have anything in particular, Pamela, that is on your mind?
Well, okay. My back is bothering me. I don't know why. I don't think I pulled a muscle or anything. Perhaps I did. But my back is just really hurting today. Can you tell me about that?
Yep. So just for people listening, I can do readings, but the way I work best is if I kind of know what's up for you, because then my guides can pinpoint. This is where I ask some questions. Has anything recently? Is there any additional stress that you've had recently?
Well, it's continual stress that I have. My mother's still in a living assisted facility, and I can't get in.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. All right. So what I try and do when somebody's got an issue, like your back is really bothering you, depends on where your back. When it's lower, when it's upper back, it tends to be too much responsibility, right? World on your shoulders. Middle back is, I forget half the time, but that's where my stress comes in. And lower back is often sometimes there's some financial piece related to lower back besides.
Okay.
I'd like to work on it if that would be all right with you.
Sure. Please do. Thank you.
Yeah. Just a second. Okay. Nicole was just texting me. I wanted to make sure. All right. So we've got time here. So, Pamela, what I'd like to do is do a little emotion code with you, because I'm a certified emotion code practitioner, which means that there may be some trapped energies in your back that are causing the discomfort besides just the physical part. So if it's okay with you, I'll do a little emotion code that might remove some issues so that you can get some relief.
Sure.
Would that be all right with you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the way emotion code works, I've done this on the show before, we have about 60 emotions that Dr. Bradley Nelson, who's a chiropractor, discovered through his healing work that as a chiropractor that if he removed these emotions, whatever showed up, your higher self will tell us what's there, then pain would go away and he could do his adjustments better. So we're just going to go with your back bothering you, Pamela, and see what we can do. And if anybody else out there has a back problem, tune in because this might be for you too. So in the name of the light, I ask all obstruction and interference to be removed. And I ask that this work be for Pamela's best and highest good. And only from the light, in the name of the light. For her back, does she have some trapped emotions we can release to help her? And the answer is yes. So now I'm just finding the emotion. The first emotion that comes up is fear. And when I find an emotion, I usually want to know if there's an underlying time frame or age where something came in that got embedded in your back around fear. And you, because we're on a live show, it's around age 18, Pamela.
Okay.
And if you don't want to talk out loud about what occurs to you, that's
mm-hmm.
fine. But you, I want you to think about age 18 and the word fear. Did anything happen to you at that time? And it can be 17 to 19.
The only thing that comes to mind was 2 car accidents.
That would be significant.
Okay.
All right. So then I'm checking, is this it? So what we're going to do is your governing meridian, which is your spine and over the top of your head to your nose, is where all messages are come in and out of the body. So what I'm going to do is focus on fear and the car accidents. I'm going to move my hand 3 times over the top of my head, and that's 4 on your behalf. If I were there with you, I'd do your back, and I'm going to pull fear out. So here we go. 1,
okay.
2, 3. So the car accident still happened, but the embedded fear is gone. That piece
okay.
is out. So now I'm going to look for another emotion. Is there another trapped emotion? So I got a yes. And I'm looking for where that is. This one is overwhelm. And I imagine you probably have some with your mother in. And I'm also getting that I don't need an age on this one,
mm-hmm.
which tells me that it's in your energy field right now. So
okay.
I'm just going to pull it out the same way with 3 swipes over the top of my head. And again, if anyone's listening and they have overwhelm and they want it out, see if this will help you. So focus on yourself if you're listening. 1, 2, 3. So, and then I'm checking, is that out? And I get a yes. And
mm-hmm.
I'm checking, is there another trapped emotion?
Mm-hmm.
I get a yes. So I'm going to find that on my chart. This one is unsupported.
Mm.
Yep. And if you have music in the background, Pamela, if you're able to mute yourself while I'm doing this, that would be great.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. And then you can unmute if you need to talk to me. Thank you very much. So we have unsupported. And I don't have an age for this one either, so if that is something that's affecting anyone else listening, I'm going to pull it now. So it's 3 swipes over my head. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So that's out. I'm looking for another emotion for Pamela. Is there another trapped I'm getting that there is not another trapped emotion. Is there a hidden trapped emotion? These are just a little more embedded. So I'm looking for that. This one is shame. And this is something that happened at age 5. So if you want to unmute yourself for a minute, Pamela, and does anything...
The only thing that I would say was I could tell my mother everything that was going to happen to her or anyone seconds before it happened, but they weren't happy with that. So maybe they made me feel bad about it, but then I just, you know, they told me as time went on that I would always say something was going to happen, and it happened right after I said it, but they didn't want to work on that. They didn't think that was
good. Right.
You know, and in the beginning they thought I was crazy.
And then you were so good that they started to realize you actually had the ability. Okay.
Right.
Is this it? So we're going to pull the shame at age 5. So out we go. 1, 2, 3. Okay. All right. Let's check and see if there's another trapped emotion. There's another trapped one, not a hidden one. Hang on.
Okay.
While I find it. This one is lust. And
lust?
Don't get all crazy about this, because it could be lust about a person. It could be lust about a job. It's that sort of thing. So is there an age with this one? And it's approximately age 27.
It was a guy. Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. And that's all you needed to do. So what's happening is you're aware of the situation. You don't need all the details. You've basically just pulled that book out of the library so that we can check, and so we can remove the emotional piece around it that's still getting in your way, over your back, bothering you. Because that's our focus. So here we go. 3 times over the top. 1, 2, 3. All right. Is there another trapped or hidden trapped emotion? I get no. Is there an inherited emotion? And I get yes. Inherited is something that came in through your ancestry. So,
okay.
So you won't need an age. I have to find out where it started. So first I have to find the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
This emotion is frustration.
Okay.
And then I have to find out how many generations back this started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5 generations back, which is around 125 years ago, approximately.
Wow.
So we're going to remove that. Okay. All right. So if we're at, and then I just find the family, 125. So it's around the late 1800s, 1896 mm-hmm. to early 1900s. All right.
Okay.
So you inherited it from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just have to go the generations up, so hang on.
Okay.
All right. Mother. So it's all on the female side.
Mm-hmm.
So it started with your great-great-great-grandmother, and then she passed it down to her daughter, all the way to your mother, to you. And so we're going to remove frustration.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, and so this is 10 swipes. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So is frustration there? No. So I keep forgetting. I need you to drink some water, Pamela, and walk and see, and we'll check and see how your back is doing.
Sure. Oh, okay. It's a little stiff. I just stood up. Let me get some water.
Yep. I want you to move because we've moved a lot of energy, and I want to see how.
Okay. I'm going now to get some water.
Okay. And so for anyone listening, if this is working for you, make sure you get up and walk a little bit and drink some water. It helps to move the energy.
Wow. Okay, that feels better.
Okay, is your back better?
Yeah, it's just a little pain, but not the way it was.
Okay, so let me see if there's anything else there. We're going to do a couple more emotions, and then there's somebody else on the line, so we'll move on to that in a minute. But let's see if there's another trapped or hidden trapped. Inherited? No, hidden inherited. Heart wall. So you have a heart wall emotion, which is basically an emotion that's trapped in your physical body around your heart.
Okay.
Okay. And we create heart walls to protect ourselves, right? It's a way to feel safe, but it actually does kind of get in the way of life. So we're going to check for a heart wall emotion. And I found that there is one, and find it. This one is horror, H-O-R-R-O-R.
Okay.
And there is an age with this one also.
What's the age?
I'm looking here. It's about age 29.
I don't know.
Anything?
Okay.
So just think, if anything pops in your head, great. If not, your higher self knows what it is.
Okay.
I'll just be quiet a minute and see if anything drifts in.
No.
Okay. So does the higher self know what this is? Okay. So, and is this Pamela's? Yes. Okay, and it could be, for those of you listening, it could be an incident that happened to us personally, but it also could be an observed incident where we saw something happen to someone else, or we actually saw it on a movie or the television. And
really?
We were affected by it. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Because we can, I have people who have witnessed, they've been driving by and they witness a horrific car accident, or they've watched a certain movie and it was really hard on them. I've had a couple of those, and it can embed. So just understand that it might. Yes, go ahead.
It could be a combination of both, because I empathize with anyone's situation, but I used to watch horror movies continuously. I just couldn't get enough of them. And then when 9/11 hit, I just watched the news repeatedly, and then I remember one night waking up, hearing like the glass breaking, and I was clutching my chest because I thought I was having a heart attack. So I just stopped watching the news, and I don't watch horror movies at all.
All right. Well, that is what's going on. So we're going to pull that. All right. Here
okay.
we go. One, two, three. All right. Are there any more trapped, hidden, trapped, inherited, hidden, inherited? No. Heart wall, psychic trauma, no. Prenatal, no. Prenatal is if you're in the womb and you pick something up from a parent. And preconception is before you died. So is this it? Okay. So I want you to drink some more water and walk and let me know how your back's doing.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. My back is fine. It feels really good. Okay.
Hey.
That's great.
Yep.
I can do a cartwheel now.
So understand for everybody listening that if we can remove the energetics within our body, then if we need to do something physically like acupuncture or chiropractic or all of that, your chiropractor and your acupuncturist and your massage person, all that, now have access to your body with these energies out.
Oh, that's so great. I'm going to go for a massage.
Yep. So this is permanently anything that we removed regarding all of this, and anybody listening that has some healing from this, it's permanent. So that these issues that if you can have the same emotions over and over again with different incidents that get embedded, but eventually you can get them pretty much all out. So
okay.
I hope that I'm glad this was helpful, Pamela.
Yes,
and
thank you so much.
Yep, and we're set. And do let us know how you're doing. You know,
sure.
Get back. And my website is Jane C as in cat Phillips with two L's phillips.com. So if
okay.
you need any further support, you can go there and find me there.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
all right.
Pamela.
Thanks, Pamela.
All right.
Bye bye.
Another satisfied customer. Let's go to 845 next. Area code 845. You're live with Jane. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Sharon from New York.
Ooh.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey,
how can
Jane.
I help you today?
Well, I think what I'd like to say is there are so many things going on with my health right now, so many different things to contend with. That I would like to just lay it out if you work this way to see what comes up first to put some time and attention on. I just seem to be very busy trying to work with a lot of things that have come up.
Okay. And as I did with Pamela, it helps me even if you want to do a quick rundown, and it also helps the listeners who might have something similar going on. If you'd like to just hit some highlights of what's going on, and then your guides and mine can figure out where to start.
Okay. Well, I know this has got to be, it's already being set up to be worked on. There's like some TMJ problems that came from dental work I had done in the last couple of years. I have a lot going on in my head. I think there's some parasite activity and potentially some babesiosis co-infection from Lyme that's part of that parasite activity. So I have structural stuff going on, which I think is related to the dental stuff that happened. And I have, you know, and I have had a history of, like, getting Lyme and dealing with that and co-infections and getting a parasite when I was out of the country. And I seem to be prone or, you know, getting things like that. And I also had worked in a building that had high mold. So I'm working on, you know, pulling this mold out of my body too.
Okay.
Yeah, and any emotional stuff, I think I'm just, I'm always working to clear out some old nooks and crannies that, you know, things are popping up for everybody these days for clearing, so I've
yep.
got that going on too.
I'm being drawn to help you with your TMJ and
okay.
And structural stuff in your head. There's guidance is really pushing on that. The there are with a longer session. There's some things that one can work on with the mold sensitivity and the parasitic and your Lyme ability to be affected by that.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do is work on your TMJ because I think we can get rid of – I can do some emotion code around it. The other stuff requires neutralizing parasites and all of those sorts of things that perhaps in another session, if you ended up feeling like it was would be helpful,
okay.
we could schedule. Right. So
okay.
Let's just do some TMJ stuff because that's no fun. That really messes with you. And we're going to do emotion code with that also. And I might, depending, I'm keeping an eye on the time because we've got maybe 12 minutes or something. So let's see what we can do to be give you some the most release. So anybody out there that has TMJ, it's your chance to hook in and see if we can help you too. So again, I ask this only to be for Sharon's best and highest good. And in the name of the light, and we ask to remove all obstruction and interference. So I'm waiting for anything that would block us from doing our best work. So I'd like to go and see. So there is a trapped emotion that I can work with. So let me find it. This one is hatred. And hang on. So again, people who are listening, you know, sometimes we get some strong emotions in here, but so how old were you? This is like prenatal or just right after you're born. And usually when I'm getting like age 6 months almost, right? So in these cases, when we have something that's a strong emotion and young, you probably don't remember much. You might. Some people do. But it often is observed, and in your case, it is. So you watched somebody who had hatred, and you took it on. It went into your energy. And I'm getting guidance is just saying it was observed from a relative. So I'm not getting it was necessarily observed from your mother or your father. I'm getting it was observed by a family member, a relative.
Probably my brother or sister, yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, where were you in the birth order?
I was last.
Yep.
I'm the youngest.
All right.
And probably, you know, well, anger wasn't processed that well in my family, so and it was shut down upon, so the kids would act out with the angry feelings. So
yep. All right. So there we go. So we're going to pull this out three swipes over the top of my head. One, two, three. And so so for those listening, and for you too, Sharon, if you're when we're angry and we can't express it, people tend to clench their jaws, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you're dealing with TMJ. So if you observed it, so it's gone. So checking for another emotion. Found one. Hang on. This one's unsupported.
Okay.
And checking for the age.
My jaw is feeling looser, actually. The muscles feel looser already.
Yay. Yay. You deserve that. Unsupported is around age 29.
Huh.
So it could be 28 to 30, somewhere in there. Are you aware of anything going on at that time? And again, if it's really personal, just you can say yes and think it.
No, I remember feeling depressed at that time. And so I think it was old stuff coming up from childhood probably, but I remember having kind of feeling a little bit lost and like unmotivated.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is this enough information? I'm checking and the answer is yes. So we're going to remove unsupported around the age of 29. So here we go. One, two, three. Okay. So, again, if you don't have water, do you have water with you?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So I want you to drink a little water. especially since the first one was a big deal, and just move a little bit, get up and move around, because we want to keep the energy moving so it doesn't get stuck within your body.
Okay. All right. I'm good now. Yep.
Okay. All right. Now I'm checking for another emotion, and there is another one. The next one is resentment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm not getting there's an age with this one. So is there an age with this one? No. So when there's no age, it looks to me, or I've come to the conclusion that it means that it's kind of in your energy field, ready to be released. It might be something you're aware of or not,
okay.
But it's not as stuck. So we're going to pull resentment out of your energy field. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Is there another trapped emotion? The answer is yes. And I'm finding it. Now, this is my favorite one, or one of them. It's wishy-washy.
Oh, wishy-washy.
So, wishy-washy. The definition of that is basically it's back and forth, right? It's undecided.
Okay.
Undecided, irresolute, lack of conviction, not a backbone. That's his language, Gene. But spiritless. Basically, you can't make up your mind. So we have wishy-washy. And we do have an age with this one that I need to find. Ultimately, something happened at age 16. Where basically you didn't stand up for yourself in some way or went back and forth. Does anything occur to you?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, it could be, you know, early relationships starting up. I'm just trying to, like, sort through in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't come up with something specific, but...
Well, it's a time period. Sometimes there's a one thing, and sometimes it's just what's going on at the time. So this is enough information for me to remove wishy-washy, so we're going to do that. 1, 2, 3. Is there another trapped emotion? And the answer is no. Is there a hidden one? No. Inherited. So I'm just checking the next levels. Inherited. Hidden inherited heart wall. There's a heart wall emotion
mm-hmm.
that we need to deal with.
Okay.
So heart wall from, so now finding the emotion. This one's confusion.
Okay.
And
yep.
I'll see if there's an age with that. I forgot to ask, how old are you, Sharon? I just don't want to pick an age that's way off.
70.
Okay. Okay, you and I are the same age. Good age. All right, confusion. And it feels like it's approximately age 34.
Okay. Let me just think here. Yeah, I think there's a number of things going on. Probably relationship getting established in the world also.
Yep. Yeah, if you can just tap into it, that just pulls the event up for me to release it for you. So we're just going to release confusion
mm-hmm.
out of your heart wall. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3. All right.
That's what I felt.
And now check.
Yeah.
Did you?
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You said you felt a shift.
My whole energy field just shifted. And in my look. Like upper low back, like at the waist level, something really shifted in there too.
Good.
Yeah.
This is going to be helpful then. Checking for more emotions, so just give me a minute.
Okay.
So there is a prenatal emotion, and again, we're working on your TMJ. So these are all things that are kind of getting in your way. A prenatal is when you're in the womb and something, it's usually an observed emotion from somebody else. So so the emotion is, the emotion is loss of control.
Okay.
And it was observed from your mother. So it basically came in through your mother, which is normally when it's prenatal, because you're in the womb, 80% of the time it's an emotion your mother was experiencing and you decided to take it on. And, you know, if you were the youngest, she might have had a lot going on with everybody. So is this it? So we're just going to pull it. So is there another emotion that we need to release? I'm going to double check. So I'm getting that's all the emotions and that are related to TMJ that I can release at least now. So I want you to check your body and your jaw a little bit and see how you're feeling. Drink some water and walk a little.
Okay. I am feeling a lot in my frontal part of my head, like third eye area, and you know, my frontal lobe and my brain is like a lot going on, and I can feel it in my nose too.
Right.
Like,
so
you know,
here for you, and we'll work on this. So if anybody is feeling, you've got a lot moving on, we want the energies to release. So just imagine you've got like little salt holes, salt and pepper shaker holes in the top of your head, and just let anything that's kind of trapped in your head out. Anybody listening, do the same thing. Just imagine that this energy is just coming up in like smoke, or it could be like air coming out.
Yeah, it feels a little dissipated, but there's still a little, it's
yep.
like discomfort in there still.
Yep. We are going to have to go off the air for the next show. So, Sharon, if you're, just keep doing that. If you're stuck, you can go to janecphillips.com and schedule a 15-minute consult with me, and I'll fix it.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
And you can also email me. So, but I hope this helps. Just allow the energy to come out. We released a lot.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
yep.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Jane, we got a couple minutes to the top, and it's wrap up and shameless self-promotion time. What have you got for us?
Yep. All right. So as everybody can see, the emotion code works really well, but sometimes we have other things that I can do. So when people are dealing with issues, I was working on someone's with tinnitus. Sometimes there's a combination of things I can do to help you. So if you want to schedule a session with me, but you're not sure if I can help you, go to Jane C. Phillips, Phillips. And Jane is jane.com. And you can hook into my Release Your Potential Now Intuitive Medical Healer website and schedule a 15-minute consult with me. And we'll see if I can be a fit for you, because I can help a lot of people. And sometimes there's more than just emotion code to work with. So I'll be on in a couple of weeks again. And I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks, Nicole, and I'm glad the lines opened up. Yay.
Yay. They really opened up. Apologies to the other callers. Try next time, call in earlier in the hour, 2 weeks' time, same day, Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific. Looking forward to it already, Jane. Take care. And the Psychic Love Doctor is next, right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.